Good morning, everybody, at 9:17. Welcome into the Mary Griffith Show for this Wednesday, March 19th, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee, offering premier coffees that are hand-roasted and delivered in small batches to assure you a rich, sophisticated, delicious coffee experience. You can get that delivered right to your place of business or pick it up at the convenience store nearest you. Just look for Harvest Ridge Coffee. Harvest Ridge, if you want to be fancy about it.
At least you don't make fun of my coffee cup around here.
Well, why would
Mary, I don't have it with me at the moment, but Mary always makes fun of my Iowa coffee cup. That she takes the...
Oh.
It's like an ongoing gag. Listeners of the show will know.
She's
ongoing
that,
gag.
It's that whole Big Ten school. I'm a fighting Illini. You're inferior as a Hawkeye.
Oh, I'm telling you.
My college is actually closing in a couple of months, so there you go.
Do you know, I had planned to go to the University of Illinois, but Iowa gave me a full ride, so I went there instead.
Why wouldn't you?
Illinois only gave me half. I was like, I guess, bye.
Why wouldn't you? My university, Fontbonne University in St. Louis County, is closing at the end of the year, so it's like...
Is Fontbonne closing? I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's rough.
They are.
They're dropping like flies out there.
Unfortunately, they are. But here is Laura Sievert with Arts Quincy. And, of course, spring is springing. Today is officially the first day of spring. So, naturally, springtime events are starting to pop up a little bit more in the calendar of events, aren't they?
They are. I want to talk about dogwood because that is my, you know, indication of spring that we're talking about dogwood.
Yeah.
Arts Quincy is once again the presenting sponsor of the Dogwood Royalty Contest. As you may know, the Quincy Town Center and Quincy Mall had the pageant for years and years, and they dropped off of that, and we kind of swooped in to save the day, I think, last year, and now we're just into it. It's a lot of fun. But rather than have a pageant, what we want to do is we have video submissions. So what we're asking is for your kiddos who would like to be the king and queen or the prince and princess of Dogwood to submit about a 90-second video. This year we're having the Dogwood theme is the bicentennial, right, of Adams County. So we're asking your kids to think to the next 200 years and tell us what the Adams County of the future might look like. So make a little creative video, submit it on our website. We will choose a little king and queen ages 7 to 10. That's as of your age on May 3rd, which is a parade day. That's just the day that, right, it makes sense. So ages 7 to 10, and little prince and princesses are ages 4 to 6. And they have to attend school in Quincy. So this is not a countywide thing. It's a Quincy thing. So it must attend school in Quincy. We're looking for creativity, originality, and vision. So just 90 seconds. You just upload it. No big deal. You can use props or whatever you want to do. Make it look futuristic. But we want to hear what the next 200 years looks like for Adams County through the eyes of your kiddos. We will be choosing in the middle of April. The deadline is April 7th. We'll be choosing in the middle of April, and then they'll get to ride in the parade. You'll get some prizes, a crown and a sash. And then everyone who enters is welcome to walk with us in the parade and carry the banner as part of our little float. And our big, big Ford Broncos provided by Gem City. You should have seen the cars they gave us last year. Holy smokes. I didn't know Broncos got that fancy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like convertible like a Jeep. Oh, they're really cool.
Oh,
so,
oh, yeah. Leather interiors, all that stuff,
They're like $80,000 Ford Broncos. They're pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a sweet ride. You want to be in it. And thanks to Gem City Ford for being our partner on it this year to drive those cool ones. They wouldn't let me drive, though. They're like, Laura, I think you could just walk.
Well, did you provide them with proof of insurance?
I'm saying, I'm telling you, it's rough. It's
rough
out there.
That might be the way to go. So, yeah, parents, grandparents, whoever, guardians, just get out your phone, film those youngins. If you want to dress them up in period piece from the 1820s, that would be great. If you just want to put them in a crown.
No, the future. It's from the future.
Oh, the future.
I want to see the next 200 years.
They're talking about that.
We were here for the first 200.
Okay. All right, never mind. Dress him up like George Jetson then.
Yes, George Jetson, Back to the Future, get a DeLorean.
I would love that Jetson's apartment complex here at the corner of 4th and Main.
Well, I mean, it seems like a natural addition to the History Museum after we put this elevator in.
That would be wonderful, hearing Rob Mellon writing out, "You crazy dog!" You know, all that. That would be wonderful to see.
I'm just waiting for a robot maid. That's what I want, that Rosie.
Rosie would be wonderful. we're getting there with the Roombas, are you kidding? So we're not that far off.
The Roombas are cat toys, so that's good.
That's true.
Anyway, we do have a couple things coming up soon that I want to make sure to get in today. The Lincoln Douglas Debate Museum has History Happy Hour. These are really well-attended, fun presentations. This is here at 128 North 5th, right on Washington Square, of course, in the Debate Museum, which has all been redone in the last year. The feature speaker this Thursday at 5, there'll be mini reception, light refreshments and things, is Arlis Dittmer, who's an amazing local historian and former president of the Historical Society. And she's presenting Courageous Women Confronting Obstacles in Turbulent Times. She's talking specifically about women during the Civil War who were becoming spies and couriers and soldiers and doctors and nurses and farm managers and fundraisers and organizers and writers and reporters and a lot of things. So I love the idea that she's really doing some amazing research in these Civil War era women and presenting it for free at the Lincoln Douglas Debate Museum. That is this Thursday, March 20th at 5 p.m. That's today. No, tomorrow. What is today? Wednesday? Yeah, tomorrow.
Wednesday the 19th.
Tomorrow at the History Debate Museum at 5.
At
5.
5. Very good.
Presentation starts at 5:30.
Very good. One more thing real quick.
One more thing. Sunday Music Series is this weekend at the First Union Congregational Church there on 105 North 12th Street. They're hosting Caleb Hasselhun, a baritone doctorate candidate at the University of Iowa. Go Hawks! We'll present a special concert as part of the Sunday Music Series. This is a preview of his final required recital. It's a vocal concert. He's a vocal baritone for his doctoral degree, so he's basically, it's a big practice for him.
Right.
So save the date. That is this Sunday at March 23rd at 4 p.m., and then there are two more April and May Sunday Music Series before they wrap for the season. So go on over, see that Hawkeye and his doctoral dissertation here. It should be amazing. And baritone singers are really fun to listen to.
Yeah, they really, really are. So thank you, Laura, very, very much for that. And if folks want to find out more about this and other activities that are going on in the area, they just need to go to the Arts Quincy website.
Arts Quincy website. And make sure you follow us on Facebook, especially. We've got a lot of details of upcoming spring events coming up.
All righty. To be honest with you, in terms of colleges, I was always partial to Mizzou. I never went there, never had the chance to go there, but I was kind of partial to it growing up in St. Louis. One of my kids went there It's like, you know, it's like your internecine Big Ten feuds mean nothing.
Well, listen, I also have a master's degree from Mizzou because the black and gold just transferred. So
yeah, very nice.
So all my clothes still
very
fit.
Nice.
Still
worked out. We'll gang up on Griffith the next time she's here and
That's
here
right.
too.
That's right.
I look forward to that, Laura. Coming up 9:24, when we come back, we'll find out more about murder and pizza and how you can help benefit Quincy Catholic Charities with that. It's on the way here on the Mary Griffith Show on WTAD. Welcome back to the Mary Griffith Show on this Wednesday, the 19th of March. Scott Hardy in for Mary, and now we talk murder and pizzeria and a fundraiser for a very, very worthy organization. And we're talking about Quincy Catholic Charities. It's their annual fundraiser. Here to tell us more about that is Kevin Williams. Good morning, Kevin. Glad to meet you. Glad to have you on the show.
Good morning. Great to be here.
All righty. Tell us about murder at the pizzeria.
Okay. So this is our annual fundraiser. This is our second go with a murder mystery. Last year, we changed up our fundraiser and we did a murder mystery on the train last year. It went over very, very well, so we decided to do another murder mystery this year, and this year's theme is murder at the pizzeria.
So this will be at the Town and Country Inn and Suites out there on North 54th for that one, and it is coming up a week from Saturday, right?
Yes, it's coming right along.
All right, but in actuality, the meeting space there will turn into a small little pizzeria. Where will all of this be set? Spin us a tale about the introduction. We don't want to spoil anything.
Exactly right.
Yeah. But spin us a tale. When folks walk in, what can they expect?
Sure. So it'll be similar to last year, only obviously a different theme. So instead of riding on a train, we're going to be at a pizzeria. So it's all going to be very Italian theme. All of the characters' names have a very Italian sound to them, I guess you would say. So you're going to walk in and just immediately feel that Italian theme. You're going to have tables of 10, so you're going to be sitting, you know, a lot of people have reserved in a whole table. If you haven't reserved a whole table, you'll be seated at a table with some other guests there. But you'll have a fun evening to kind of pick up on clues. It's going to be really entertaining, going to be really, really funny. And again, you've got a whole night just to sit there and listen to the different clues throughout the entire night, and at the end of the night, you'll have an opportunity as a table to try to figure out who done it.
Nice. you really get to take part. Nobody, like last year, I'm sure everybody thought they were Hercule Poirot on the train and tried to solve it. Did somebody solve it last year?
So last year we actually had two tables got it right.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Most people guessed the same character and they were mostly wrong, but two tables got it right last year. So we'll see this year who gets it.
So you're in the Town and Country Inn and Suites, but you're transported to this little pizzeria. You're sitting there talking. I imagine something like, oh, the lights will go out, and then they'll pop back on. And then, like, say, for example, Giuseppe will be sprawled out in the middle of the room, and it's like, he's the dead. Well, let's solve it. Something like that.
So, it'll be very fun, very entertaining. It's more, I would say, comical. Because that's what we want it to be about. We want it to have to be a good time, pretty casual, pretty laid back. And again, just an overall good time. You know, the purpose is to have fun and raise money for Quincy Catholic Charities.
That's right.
So we don't want to get, too professional with it. We'd like to have a lot of fun with it.
And it was a very good way for you to totally avoid the question of whether or not I spoiled the intro or anything like that. That was very good of you, Kevin. That was very, very smart of you.
I try not to spoil too many things. It is a mystery, right?
That is true. You got me there. Tickets for this one, $60 or a table of 10 for $550, get you dinner and the entertainment, but that's not all you've got there, right?
Right. We'll have a cash bar, so have a few drinks, have a good time, and we'll have a silent auction. We've got several items there at the silent auction, and it all goes, again, to raise money for Quincy Catholic Charities.
Yeah, and let's get into some of the work that you guys do at Quincy Catholic Charities. For a lot of time, you've been involved in helping feed the Quincy and Adams County area, but you do more than that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I feel like Food Pantry is what a lot of people know us for, just because it is very present within the community. And we do have the food pantry that's open three times a week. But in addition to that, we also have a mobile food pantry. So we service Adams, Pike, and Brown County, not just Quincy. So we have four rural sites that we travel to. We've got a truck that we travel to these rural communities to bring food to them. So we not only get the Quincy folks, but we get the rural folks, out in the counties as well. We also offer a medication assistance program to help cover the cost of medications, so people can maintain those medications, live a healthy lifestyle, because we all know medications can get very costly. So it's a wonderful program to, make those medications affordable.
That really, really is. Are you seeing, in terms of the number of people that you are seeing show up at either at the rural locations or here in Quincy three times a week, has that stayed steady or is it on the increase?
No, it's stayed pretty steady, which is a good thing. It's kind of one of those things, you want to help as many people as possible, but you also want people to be in a situation where they don't need that help. But if they do need the help, we absolutely want them to come and visit us because that's why we're there. We're there to help them.
Yeah, that's obviously the goal there. It's like, take the help when you need it, but if you don't need it and you can move on and better yourself, good for you, and we're happy for you, and we're glad to have lent a hand. And, of course, you mentioned the fact that you have a truck now, you have a physical building space, you're storing the food, you need freezers, you need gas, you need insurance for the truck, and that truck, I'm just not an ordinary truck that you're running, right?
Right, it's a refrigerated box truck. We have four sites that we rotate through twice a month. So we put the miles on that truck for sure.
Yeah, and all of that, the insurance, the gas, the repair for all of it, that takes money.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And that's why we're doing this. So Murder at the Pizzeria, it's the fundraiser for Quincy Catholic Charities, and it is coming up a week from Saturday, March 29th, 5 to 10 p.m. You can go to the Catholic Charities website. Go ahead and list that off, whatever that is, if you remember it.
Yeah. No, it's cc.dio.org. You'll click on events, click on Quincy events, and then the fundraiser will be right there. You can purchase an individual ticket or purchase a whole table.
All right. Yeah, and you do that because you're part of the Diocese of Springfield, and they're trying to include everybody on one site.
Yes, we're one of just several offices, so there's lots of fundraisers going on. One of the other offices in the diocese is doing one the weekend after ours, and so there's going to be lots of fundraisers up there, so make sure you choose the Quincy one.
Right, exactly. For Murder at the Pizzeria, Quincy Catholic Charities fundraiser for the year, coming up next Saturday, March 29th. 5 to 10 at the Town and Country Inn and Suites. That's on 110 North 54th. Tickets $60 per person or $550 for a table of 10, and you'll get dinner, you'll be entertained, you'll get your brain tested, you'll try to solve the crime of who killed either Mario or Luigi or Giuseppe or whoever it is. You'll find out when you get there. But it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Kevin Williams, thank you so much from Quincy Catholic Charities and all the, not just for this, but for all the work you do throughout the season, throughout the entire year, you know, when you're not being noticed for it, but you're still out there doing the work. So thank you for all of that, and thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been great.
It's our pleasure to have you here. 9:34, what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and find out what's going on with the commodity markets in at the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange, and the commodity update sponsored by Rex Battery. Now 9:35 for you here on this Wednesday morning. Welcome back to the morning show. We were going to bring you our commodity update, but again, for a second straight day, they're having a little problem with their computer system, so we're not able to bring you that. Here in studio now to talk about another great event that gets underway tomorrow at noon and will continue through Sunday, and it's changed a little bit over the years. It used to be like this big production at the Quincy Mall, the former Quincy Mall, now the town's center, but you've changed it. Joe Bordewick with the Noon Kiwanis Club, good morning. Glad to have you along here.
Good morning. Thanks for having us in.
Yeah, yeah. Lots to talk about here with the 29th Annual Charity Auction. And you've kind of rolled with the times in terms of technology, haven't you?
That's right. And as you know, with a lot of things, COVID sort of helped with that push a little bit. But yeah, this is the 29th year in some iteration that we've done this charity auction that benefits kids here in Quincy and Adams County. And we've since branded it as Bids for Kids. And again, that's what it's all about. It's about helping our kids here in our area. And now it's a fully online auction that lasts 3 days. It starts, as you said, Thursday at noon and wraps up Sunday at 7 o'clock, and it's all online at bidsforkids.auction. And we have over 350 items this year to bid on. It's unbelievable.
Wow, wow. Just thinking back to just a few years ago, everybody used to get there to the old Quincy Mall right there in Center Court, used to set up as much of it as you could there, blocking off the fountain and everything, and then it was just like you guys took over for 3 days. But this has to be a little bit easier on you in terms of your schedule.
Yeah, it is. It is. Not only that, but, you know, we've just grown this event a ton, and it's hard to imagine even being able to do it in person with, like I said, 350 items plus now. You know, back in the day, we had maybe 100 to 150. So this event has grown a ton. Back in the day when we were doing it live at the Quincy Town Center, we were raising about $20,000 every year, which is fantastic. Yeah. And in the last few years, it's been over 50.
Yeah, yeah, including last year, right?
That's right.
Wow, wow, that is great. And basically, and the neat thing about this is you're already working with the organizations here locally that work to provide services for kids. So you've already got that relationship set up. So it's just a matter of as soon as you gather that money, then a committee, I assume, just sits down and decides who gets what?
That's exactly right. We have a grant process, and that's open now. And I think in 2024, we gave out 55 different grants, totaling $45,000. And then the remaining funds we used, our club, used to work directly with events that serve children. So, you know, our club is made up of about 60 wonderful professionals here in the community, and we did things like a Christmas party for all the first-grade kids at Quincy Public Schools. We take children from the Salvation Army up to Camp Sauconock for a day of fishing and boating and hiking and swimming, which is so much fun, and other things as well. And so the neat thing about this, again, is we're all volunteers, and every single nickel directly supports kids here locally.
That's great. That's great. And I'm glad that you picked Sauconock because it's better than Eastman. That's like a park there. Kids out there at Sauconock actually get to do things out there in kind of the wild. So
yeah, it's amazing. And actually, you know, our Quincy Noon Kiwanis Club had a big part in what Camp Sauconock is today.
Really?
Over the years. Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize that. But, you know, our Kiwanis Club here has been here in Quincy for over 100 years. And we've done a lot. I think almost $2 million worth of you know, grants and projects that we've done here in this area, including, I saw recently in the news, you know, they're going to redo the surface at the playground down at Lincoln Park. And again, it was the Kiwanis Clubs in Quincy that built that, you know, about 10 years ago.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I remember that fun drive as well. But yeah, that's great. Can you tell I had a boy in Scouts when I was younger?
as did I.
Yeah, yeah. So you know the way to Sauconock probably with your eyes closed too.
Oh, absolutely. I've been on those zip lines myself just to make sure and test them out for safety. All the hiking trails, you got it.
I never did the zip lines. No, I never did that. I watched a kid set off a rocket once, which is pretty cool, but no zip lines for me, thank you. So, but let's go ahead, Joe, and get into some of the things that you are going to be auctioning off. If you want to just say a small sample of some of the items that are up for auction to entice people to take part in this.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Well, you know, there's something for everybody. Let me just start with that. But some of the really neat things. There's a lot of really cool baseball tickets for all your baseball fans out there. Napi donated a party suite for Cubs Cardinals at Busch, which includes the food and drink and everything for four people. That's incredible. Of course, Hanson Spear donated four club seats at Wrigley for a Cubs game. And we have some other tickets, Cardinals Yankees, Cardinals Braves, I think, which is just fantastic. Refreshment Services Pepsi donates a little mini refrigerator, and they let you customize it with the graphics from your favorite local sports team. So if you're a Blue Devil fan or a Quincy University fan or a Notre Dame Raiders fan, they'll customize it for you. And so that's a really neat thing. There's a $3,500 gold and diamond necklace donated by Emerald City Jewelers on there. There's a $2,000 air compressor from Gardner Denver. There's a really nice barbecue grill. There's golf packages if you want to play golf at the country club. There's advertising stuff. There's home improvement and lawn and gym memberships. And there's just restaurant gift cards that, you know, you can't even imagine. It's unbelievable. Like I said, over 350 items.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, just the two things that I looked at that are probably going to be amongst the lead items to bid on, the windows from Craig over at Doors & More.
Yeah, every year he donates those replacement windows from Doors & More. And every year there's a battle to figure out who's going to win those.
Oh, yeah, there will be with that and that air compressor. I mean, my eyes lit up when it's like, oh, you could do a lot with that.
What a neat item.
Yeah,
absolutely. And not only that, the other neat thing, we have lots of sponsors who just were cash sponsors for the event, too, and those are all listed on the site. And what I want people to remember when they go to this site throughout this whole weekend, you know, there's going to be 500 people bidding and that. Just remember that all these sponsors and all these businesses and individuals that donated items, they did it because they want to support the kids here in our area. And I love that.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like you said, that's what it's all about, is just supporting the kids in our area to make sure that the facilities that they have, like Lincoln Park, like you mentioned, are safe and secure and so much more. And we'll touch on that as well into some of the other services that you've done in the past with the Kiwanis Club as well, with the Noon Kiwanis Club. Want to get that right. So, folks, again, just a reminder, it's coming up for you tomorrow, and it will continue through Sunday, the Bids for Kids auction. It's the online auction, noon tomorrow through 7 o'clock Sunday, bidsforkids.auction. You'll see everything listed there. You'll meet the sponsors as well, and you'll find out more about that as well. You can also stay up to date with it on Facebook, right?
Yeah, we created a Facebook event, and we have our own Facebook page there for people, just kind of as an easy reminder throughout the weekend, and that's a really easy way to sort of stay in touch with it as well. And we're trying to post some of the items just to kind of remind people of some of the great things, you know, that are out there and available.
Right. We're coming up on 9:43. We need to take a break. We'll do that and be back with more here on the Mary Griffith Show as we talk about the Quincy Noon Kiwanis Club with Joe Bordewick, about bids for kids in the big auction that starts tomorrow. It's on the way here on WTAD. .946, 14 in front of the hour. Welcome back to the Mary Griffith Show. Scott Hardy in for Mary. That's why you're hearing this music. In studio with us now from the Quincy Noon Kiwanis Club, it's Joe Bordewick talking about the Bids for Kids auction gets underway tomorrow at noon, runs through 7 o'clock Sunday night, and that is at bidsforkids.auction, bids, F-O-R-kids.auction. And looking at the information you gave me, Joe, about how much money that the club has raised in its history for kids, it's a huge amount. I would have never guessed that it's this large.
Incredible. Well, again, just the history of our club started here in Quincy in 1915, you know, and the first time I was president of our club back in 2014, so I got to be a part of a big group where we worked with all the Kiwanians in the whole Quincy area to do a big project, and we ended up settling on that Lincoln Park project down there where we created that inclusive playground, which has been so amazing and gets so much use now. And then we built the shelter house next to it. And so that was obviously probably one of our biggest projects that we've ever done. But I mentioned we had a lot to do with what is now Camp Sauconock and a lot of the money and stuff that went into that, and just lots of other things. You know, we talk about the grants that we're able to give out from some of the money that we raised through the Bids for Kids auction. And again, last year we gave out over 50 grants, and you know, we gave out grants to Bella Ease, and we gave out grants to a lot of different school classrooms, for example. You're probably well aware that the schools don't necessarily get the funding that they really need. And so we had several teachers reach out about special projects and different things that their classrooms needed, and we were able to help with that. And just a lot of different things, Chaddock and Scouts and you know, gosh, the list goes on and on, stuff to do with the arts and different things that we're able to help out with. And then again, our club, directly, we get to do things as a club. The Christmas party is such a fun event. It's always a favorite of our members that we get to spend that time with all the first graders. Santa visits them. We bring them a present. You know, we do all those different things. The Camp Saukanok Day. Huge fan favorite of our club. Again, get to go up and swim, and we cook out, and we take them on a hike, and you know, taking them over that swinging bridge. And for some of these kids, that's the first time they've ever been out of Quincy. I mean, it's the greatest day of their life.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to be a part of that.
Yeah, yeah. Food always tastes better when you're cooking it outdoors, doesn't it?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. But amazingly, a total of $1.8 million in grants and projects that you've handed out at the club.
That's right. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is. It's incredible. And it's, again, so incredible that we continue to do this and we're not slowing down. You know, again, we've just ramped those things up over the last 10 years and just grateful to be a part of that. Grateful to have made so many great friends in our Kiwanis Club who all care about our kids so much that we're willing to just, you know, put in that time and that effort to do those things.
Yeah. Now, the Lincoln Park project, that was a multi-year effort, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And it was a multi-Kiwanis Club effort. So we have, obviously, our noon Kiwanis Club, and then there's a breakfast club, and there's a Golden K Club here. And so we all worked together on that to kind of do something special for our 100-year anniversary. The first phase was the playground phase, and gosh, I remember sitting around at a table talking about what can we do to celebrate this 100-year anniversary, and somebody threw out, you know, we should build an inclusive playground, and somebody said, oh, that'd cost $70,000. There's no way we could ever do that. And, you know, $600,000 later, and several years later, we had the playground, the big shelter house, and everything. So it's just incredible how that's worked out.
Yeah, and the fact that is... it's gone over so well that the park district, basically, I think for what, every time they're going to upgrade any playgrounds, any in the future, they're going to be all inclusive.
Yeah, you know, it's just the way to go. You know, it's incredible that everybody can come together and play together there, and there's no exclusion, and parents don't have to worry about that.
Right.
And even with the shelter and the restrooms and those things, having all those things that anybody needs, they're available. We can just celebrate one community together. It's incredible, and we're so glad that we were able to work with the community to do that. And again, the Quincy community really pitched in and did that. It wasn't just Kiwanis. You know, we kind of led the charge, but it's the same thing here for this Bids for Kids auction. You know, we're sort of leading the charge with this, but it's the Quincy community. It's the people that donate all these items, and it's all these sponsors, and of course the hundreds of people that go and bid throughout the weekend that really make this happen, and we're really grateful for everyone that pitches in.
Right, and then the fact that you liaise with all these groups that apply for these grants for all the things that they need and what they want to do, you're right, you're getting to the point where you're almost, it's the entire community.
It really is. Yep.
Yeah.
It's neat to be a part of.
Now, I was just going to ask you how that makes you feel, but I can tell you're proud as heck of that, and you should be.
Yeah, it's great. You know, we're all busy. We all get distracted. But at the end of the day, you know, if at the end of the day you can feel like you helped somebody in need and you did something for somebody and you made life a little better, especially for a youngster here in Quincy, or gave them an opportunity that maybe they weren't going to have without your help, well, that feels pretty good.
Yeah, that would be. Our guest is Joe Bordewick with the Quincy Noon Kiwanis talking about the online auction, bidsforkids.auction. That's the website, bidsforkids.auction. It starts tomorrow at noon, goes through Sunday night at 7 o'clock, where you can bid on items from hundreds of sponsors and supporters as well. two things that are going to be gone pretty quick, or at least bring a big price, as we mentioned before, this is us fellas talking, windows, a full set of windows for your home from Doors and More, and a $2,000 air compressor from Gardner Denver to really help you get stuff done there. But wanted to ask you, Joe, in terms of we were talking about a big project with the all-inclusive playground. Do you see any big projects coming up on the horizon that you want to tackle? Maybe not quite yet, but you do in the next year or two or three?
That's a great question. We haven't gotten to any stage where we could start talking about anything like that. You know, just this event and what we pull off with this is quite a bit, to be honest. And this is kind of our main focus right now. But it's always something in the back of our minds that we're working together with our current leadership of our club and who we believe our future leadership of our club are going to be. And those are certainly things that we're continuing to look at and talk about. And so, yeah, maybe we'll be back again sometime in the future here to talk about something new and exciting for the community. So
yeah, you never know. Who knows? You might get involved with the trail, you know, who knows? Really? Not that I'm saying you should, because, of course, that's up to the leadership and everything. But you're, like I said, you're being kept busy enough with the needs of kids, because it never really seems to end, does it?
No, it doesn't. It seems like the need just gets greater and greater, you know, every time we sit down and talk about it, you know. And so that is truly what we're focused on, though. It's all about the kids here in Quincy and Adams County. And that's another neat thing. You know, when people want to support this, they can know for sure that every single dollar is going to go towards helping kids here in Quincy and in Adams County. And so I think that's important to people to know that. And so we're proud to be able to do that.
Yeah, it is important, because too many times you hear news stories about where people were in charge of things and then somehow money seems to get diverted away from it and nobody benefits but them. And it's always so sad when that happens. It's like, so many people feel betrayed by that.
For sure. And even recently, you know, we've heard some talk about some things that people thought should have stayed local, maybe that didn't stay local, and that sort of thing too. And so, yeah, not only does every dollar go towards what it's supposed to go to, but it's all local. And so that's really important too.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
Yeah, I like the fact that how you divided it up. It's like some things are going to go to these groups who've applied for it, and then like a smaller amount is going to be something that the club just decides they need to do.
That's right. That's right. That's something, you know, for a long time, we've been giving out dictionaries to all the third grade students in Adams County. And it's sort of funny. Some people might say, well, dictionary, do kids really need a dictionary today? But the teachers say that they still do, and the kids love it. For some of these kids, it's the only book they've ever owned.
Right.
And they're so proud and they're so excited to be able to write their name in it and then look through it. And obviously they can look up a word and they can use those things at home or at school. But there's so many other things they put in these dictionaries now that are interesting and just educational for kids. And so that's just one other neat little thing that we're able to do with this money. And there's always, you know, just things throughout the year, neat little things that we probably don't get to talk about as much, but definitely excited to do those things with the club.
Right, right. I mean, it's like, yes, we have tablets. Yes, we have laptops. Yes, we have personal computers. But still, there's something magical about a book.
There sure is.
That you have in your hand, that if it's a novel, you can go wherever you want to go with that novel, if it's a good writer. And just to have that in, it's like you don't ever want that to go away.
No, you don't. You don't. And people, you know, there are people out there fighting for that and always trying to remind us of that,
mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's people associated with the arts or with education or whatnot. But, yeah, that's certainly something that we don't want to see ever go away.
Right.
We think it's important.
Right.
We see the value.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you do. Let's go ahead and recap just some of the items that are coming up with the 29th Annual Charity Auction online. Bidsforkids.auction starts tomorrow at noon online, all online through Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And good luck getting in the 6 o'clock hour Sunday, because a lot of people are going to be bidding then for sure.
Yeah, action usually picks up definitely, you know, later in the day on Sunday. But really there's a lot of action, and it's just fun. It's fun to be a part of. So you'll go online, as you said, bidsforkids.auction. You'll register to bid, right? It's really fast. It's really easy. It's free to register to bid. You will get an email to verify your registration. So look for that. If you don't see it, check your spam or your junk folder. It might be in there. So you do that, and then in minutes, you're just ready to go in there and start bidding.
And that's probably the only one or two emails that you'll get from you guys, right?
So great question. So depending on what you're looking for, you can sign up to have certain things on your watch list, for example. And if you, for example, if you get outbid by somebody on something, you'll get an email that says, hey, by the way, Scott, you just got outbid on your air compressor that you were looking for.
And
so
I'll say, dang it, and then I'll open it back up and rebid.
Yeah, and then, of course, at the end of the auction, you'll get an email that says, hey, Scott, you won this item, and here's what you do now. And so basically what happens is at the Quincy Town Center, we'll have everything there ready. You know, we've used, obviously, the Quincy Town Center for years, and now we use it a little differently. But now we use it as a place for people to pick up their items. And so the week following the auction, we'll have, I think, four different days and several times where people can come, pay for their items if they didn't do that online, and then pick them up. And so that's really a good, neat way to do that. You know, one thing I always try to mention and sometimes I forget is, you know, sometimes people do their Christmas shopping on the Bids for Kids auction. It's like Christmas shopping. It's March. But really, there's so many neat and unique items, mm-hmm. and you won't understand until you get on there and look, and you'll say, wow, boy, Joe was right. There's a lot of really fun, unique items. But some people will get on there and do birthday shopping or Christmas shopping or whatever. As you said, there's so many neat things. There's that. There's the windows. There's mm-hmm. a garage door opener. You know, there's so many things if you're looking to do something with your home or your lawn or your automobile or anything like that. But, you know, those are the things that get us guys excited, right? Or the golf,
right.
Or the sports things. But there's lots of stuff out there to for the women as well. You know, there's some purse that's some brand name that I probably should know, but I don't because I'm a guy. You know, this beautiful necklace. There's spa packages and all kinds of different things like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's gym memberships to QU, to the Croc Center, to different places like that. You know, just so many different things. And again, you know, we almost all go out to eat, right? And we'll have, you know, probably 100 or more restaurant gift cards that people can go on and choose from all sorts of different generous places here in town who have donated as well. So, you know, I could always use a restaurant gift card. I don't know about you.
I could too as well. So, folks, go ahead and get registered now and then get ready to bid. Bids4Kids.auction starts tomorrow at noon, goes through 7 o'clock Sunday night, and it all benefits the kids in our area through the Quincy Noon Kiwanis Club. Joe Bordewick, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us. We're excited, and again, look forward to seeing a lot of your listeners on there bidding over the weekend.
I'm sure that they will. It's 10 o'clock. News is next.